Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. Last week, we started a conversation with Dr. Nunez on his Deserted Island top 5 books, and we got off to a great start in that conversation, so now we're going to finish it. Dr. Nunez, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
Well, last week, we were talking about some wonderful books. We started off with Edwards and his Charity and Its Fruits and that great final sermon, Heaven is a World of Love. Then we talked about Martin Luther's Bondage of the Will. And then you brought up J.C. Ryle and his book on the holiness of God. Mm-hmm. So we've got 3 solid books from church history so far in our list. You're still allowed to take 2 more. So what would those 2 books be?
Well, I would think about some of the writings of John Owen. As you know, it's not easy to read John Owen, and yet what he wrote about temptation and sin and the mortification of sin in believers, I think those writings are very important.
Owen is a great Deserted Island guy because sometimes you need to read a paragraph a couple times over.
Or 10 times.
Or 10. So it is good to have a book that will keep you mentally challenged, right?
Yeah, and also to remember that in that deserted island, in some ways, you're still tempted. You're still dealing with sin.
You know, I remember what you said last time. You said, our enemy is within.
That's right.
And we can't escape that. So we've got Owen, and that brings us to your 5th and final book.
You know, the 5th book that I would mention is a recent book, but it's a collection of all writings. And you probably know this book is Thy Word is Still Truth.
Yes.
The subtitle is Essential Writings on the Doctrine of Scriptures from the Reformation until today. So you find all kinds of writers there, and Warfield is there, and Spurgeon is there, Calvin is there, Luther is there. And to be able to find chapters and portions of writings of all of these giants of the faith in one single book, it's a massive book, but it's an incredible piece of work that whoever thought of doing this and putting this together, I thought was a great idea. And I haven't read the entire book, but I have read portions of that book on the doctrine of the scriptures. And to have all of these giants of the faith writing about the same topic put together in one single volume, I think is monumental.
Now, we say one single volume, but it's hefty.
It is.
It's a pretty thick book.
It is.
So that might come in handy for a lot of reasons for you on your deserted island. Well, we've talked about some great doctrines. We've talked about the doctrine of God. We've talked about the doctrines of grace. Mm-hmm. You talked about the doctrine of Scripture. And with Edwards, we even talked about the doctrine of heaven.
That's right.
So thank you for mentioning these books, bringing them to the attention of the folks who listen to us. One of the things we do on this island as well is we have a lot of authors come through, and we ask authors to leave behind one of their books. Mm-hmm. And you've written a couple books. Now, they'll have to pick up Spanish or no Spanish, but which of your books would you like to leave behind?
Well, I will leave the last one that I just wrote called Teachings That Transform the World. Hmm. And in essence, what that book is, there are 12 chapters, 5 on the solas of the Reformation and 5 on the tulip. And then the last 2 is the gospel and then the power of the gospel. And I think that changed the world. That made Europe and North America what they became to be. And that's what I'm hoping for would happen in Latin America. We do not have that worldview. We fail to see that the Bible is not only theology, it is theology that gives us the right view of life and the world. So that theology summarized on the solas and the tulip and the gospel and the power of the gospel, I think that's what was behind all the transformation we saw in history in Europe and North America. So I'm dreaming about that for our region, and that's why I will leave that book behind.
That's great. Right theology and theology Transforms. Mm. What a wonderful Amen. Book. And thank you for writing that. Thank you for visiting us. I'm going to leave you now, and I hope you enjoy your time with your books.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in Church History. Well, we have time for a bonus quote. This from Anselm on Adam's fall. How wretched man's lot is when he has lost that for which he was made. Oh, how hard and cruel was that fall. He lost the blessedness for which he was made.